my view has become objective. And some things that have come through me are good, and I know they're good because I'm a critic. There's a humility about that that many people wouldn't understand, but most people that know me do. I have a feeling when I do something good, by God, I'm afraid something helped me to do that. It's the supreme humility, because as Dr. House in his study of me, Neihardt, Man and Poet, quote one of my letters and saying, I'll tell you, doctor, something helps. And I can see him stroking his Van Dyke and saying, yes, yes, John, something helps, something helps. That is, your subconscious does it. But when you do too well, if you say to him, really believe that you're that good, you're going to lose the power to do it. I'm superstitious about it. They say, well, what do you think helps? Well, I tell them, I don't know. But I know that I can't sit down and just do it. I try and I can't do it. Something's got to happen to me first. And that's what I mean. And that isn't claiming superiority at all. It's quite the opposite. It's saying it's a pious attitude. It's a pious attitude far ahead of the ordinary notion of piety. Yes, it's a higher plane. All noble acts, all fine deeds, all beautiful art comes from there. Yes, you know it's bigger, and you better know it, because you're not going to continue to get it if you think you're that big. And that feeling gets across to an audience, too. They know you're not showing off. They know you're not. Audiences are wonderful. They're wonderful. You get one on your side, and boy, you've got an experience on your hands. Good one. I love them. I think that's the beginning of the secret. Just love them. Just love the hell out of them. They're beautiful to me. At the end of The Death of Crazy Horse, I was crying so hard when I wrote it, I couldn't finish it. I couldn't put the lines down, and I don't cry. But I couldn't get the lines down. I was shaking all over as though I were having a chill. And I got up and ran around the house a couple of times and came back and couldn't do it. And ran around the house again and came back. And then I put it down and got it, my hand still, so I could write it. And I found the manuscript. Oh, probably 15 years later, I found the manuscript in the Western Manuscripts collection. And on the left-hand lower corner of the manuscript was written, thanks. I'd forgotten it. I wrote thanks, because I thought it was too damn good for me in a normal state of mind. It was so simple, and yet it made you want to cry.